Off of Terry Townsend's comments from earlier today, a sinking tide lowers all ships, and certainly we've saw that happen in the last year and a half or so with the global financial crisis. And certainly no discussion of cotton economics and marketing is complete without talking about the world's largest producer, consumer, and importer of cotton. So with that, welcome Frank Child to come speak with us about the impact of the financial crisis on cotton production in China.
I'm going to discuss the impact of global financial crisis on China's cotton production. As we all know, the world economy hit hard by the global financial crisis, so it's in China, especially the international trade. It's unlike in U.S., where the banks and the financial companies bankrupt. Chinese people began to feel the global financial crisis when many tile factories were bankrupt and jobless workers had to return to their home in rural area. At the same time, many garment factories were bankrupt. At the decrease of the cotton price decreased by 25% in year 2008. I covered the price in year 2009. We'll come back to it later. As China is the largest cotton producer, so China's production play an important role in China as well in the world. Su Chunmao is a chief scientist in China's Cotton Research Institute. He did a survey over 4,000 cotton farmers. Their survey showed that cotton planted area in 2009 were reduced by 20.9%. And in one of the province, the decline can be more than 40%. If so, both domestic and international cotton market will be affected significantly. Objective of this study is to measure impact caused by the global financial crisis. More specifically, we want to answer whether the cotton planted area will be decreased by 20%. If not, then how much is it? In the rest, I'm going to discuss China's cotton production. Then I'm going to discuss the data source and the model that I used. Finally, I'm going to discuss the estimation route. This chart shows over the past 3 decades, China's cotton production is now stable. You can say that in 1984 and in year 1992, the planted area is as high as 7 million hectares, while in some years, it is as low as about 4 million hectares. Of course, there are many factors that contribute to the change. In this study, we focus on three of them. First of all, is the price. Here, we include the cotton price and alternative crops. In North China and the Northwest China, we use corn as an alternative crop for cotton, while in South China, rice is out in the crop. Secondly, we will discuss the change of the agricultural input. Finally, we'll discuss the technology. As we all know, Chinese government began to lose its control on price. Hence, farmers are more sensitive to price change. If you look at the right side of the chart, the change of the price, cotton price, and the change of the planted area are moving consistently, at least better than the left side, right? We all know cotton is a labor-intensive crop. As an economic reform, there are more off-farm jobs for farmers. Hence, farmers spend less labor use, and they spend more on machines. They spend more on fertilizer, chemical fertilizer, and some farmers even give up the manures to just to save labor. The most important technology is the adoption of BT cotton, right? It has many studies about the benefits of BT cotton. The national data here, so the pesticide cost, here's the real pesticide cost, has declined significantly after the adoption of BT cotton. the bar area, so that over the about 10 years from 1997 to year 2008, the share of BT cotton is about 2/3 in China. You also can say that the increase of the share of BT cotton is consistent with the increase of the cotton area in China. So someone argued that adoption of BT cotton is the main reason of the growth of planted area since mid of 1990s. We have three data sources. We got the cotton planted area and price index from China Statistics Yearbook. We got the production cost from the National Development and Reform Commission. Finally, we got the share of BT cotton from Center for Chinese Agricultural Policy, which is a research institute of Chinese Academy of Science. We sampled the seven largest cotton production provinces in China, which is Xinjiang in northwest, Shandong, Hebei, Henan in Yellow River Valley, Jiangsu, Anhui, and Hubei in Yangtze Valley. Cotton area of this seven province is about 90% of the national total. As we said before, we consider the price, labor use, and technology as the independent variables to explain the cotton area. We use panel data, the seven province 20-year data. We use six different scenarios. We use real price versus price ratio, share of BT cotton versus pesticide cost, labor use versus machine cost. Finally, we use fixed effect model to control the impact of those unobserved and time-consistent variables. I don't want to show the detail of the estimation result. I just make a summary here. The estimation result show that the cotton area will decrease by 0.34 to 0.55% if the cotton price decreased by 1%. Hence, the 25% cotton price decline in 2008 leads to cotton area decreased by 8.5 to 13.8%. This result is consistent with most of the other studies. China Cotton Association made a survey in March 2009 over 1,000 farmers. Their results show that cotton planted area will reduce by 13.9% in 2009. At the same time, research of Minister of Agriculture show that cotton planted area will reduce by 11.6%. We also saw the recent publication from USDA, Mayor. Their study showed the China's cotton planted area will decrease by 13%. Conclusion, we found that the impact of global financial crisis on China's cotton production has been overestimated by Su Chunmao. We also find it seems that this impact is sovereign impact. If you look at the cotton price again, we said that in year 2008, the cotton price decreased by 25%. And if you look at the cotton price in year 2009, the price almost back to the normal level. So the garment factories are competing to hire more laborers now. Thanks for your attention.